Premier Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. You know how sometimes you have someone that you work with or in your family that everybody loves. There's no complaint about them. And before you say something bad about them, you have to say a million nice things so that everybody knows you love them.
The insult sandwich.
Yeah.
Start with good.
Like
say the bad thing.
I think it was
good.
Yeah, I think it was on the set of, Conan was talking about this one time. There's a writer that he has that everybody loves, and he's been a comedy writer for years on SNL. I forget who it was. Might be Robert Smigel, maybe. But anyway.
He did write for Conan, yeah.
They said that they'd created a word so that when someone wanted to come to the producers or Conan, they could say that word, which was synonymous with, Robert is the most brilliant person I've ever met, and I love him, and I would never want anything bad to happen. So they didn't have to do all that. That you could just say, he is asking me for a pink elephant in the next 20 minutes, and I can't bleep and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of what you feel like you want to have to do if you want to tell someone something you hate about being a parent. You have to say all those nice things about your kids. I love them. I wouldn't give them back for anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all understood.
That's out there now.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the things about being a parent you hate? Steve? do you... I'll give some examples, and you can chime in, because I don't want to put it on you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, put it on any of them.
Let me take it back. Is there something you'd like to say?
Like 95% of the day where there's no rationale to anything that they do. Now, obviously, Nicholas, he's 3 months old. He's a baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he gets benefit of the doubt for being a baby. But Evelyn, she's... In 2 days, she'll be 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We can have full conversations with her. She can tell me about things that she likes and doesn't like. But why do we have to sit there for 30 minutes screaming about her having to get up and go to the potty because she's doing like the pee-pee dance?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If we had just done it when we started talking about it, we wouldn't be 28 minutes into this temper tantrum of you rolling on the floor and fake crying. And crying and crying and crying. But
bizarre.
It's weird. No tears are coming out. But every now and then, I see her look over at me. And if I'm not paying attention to her, she just does the... and then waits until...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Steve, so that's right up there with everything I hate.
Steve, if our three-year-olds meet and get married, they're going to destroy the world. They will.
You can't let them meet by the sound.
And it did. She gets to me every now and then, but now I'm just like, all right, whatever. You're going to lay there on the floor and scream. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, can't you just walk away? Just pee.
Yeah, the best thing that we ever invested in was those little things that you put on a doorknob so kids can't turn the doorknob.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, you'll just stay in your room for a bit now.
This person wrote, I hate how many of the cute milestones just makes things harder as a parent. Cool, they can walk. Now I can't sit down ever again.
Mm-hmm.
She just pooped in the potty for the first time. Now I get to clean poop and pee off the floor multiple times a day until she gets the timing right. And then we have to make sure we're near a toilet every 30 minutes so we can practice. And then I still have to wipe her. School? I have to drop them off, help with homework, and deal with bullies. The small amounts of bliss are certainly worth it. But now that we're in the I'm going to take my diaper off while pooping phase, I'm realizing this is a never-ending slog.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Absolutely. Yeah, I hate, it's getting better now, but I hate how long it takes to get out the door.
Oh,
to do anything. I mean, the most basic mundane thing in the world is a massive chore. And then even then, sometimes you get in the car and you look backward and go, where are your shoes?
I was just going to say, that's the one.
You're not wearing shoes or socks. Oh, I forgot. How did you?
It's not even possible.
What do you mean? How did you it didn't occur to you that, wow, I just walked on a concrete floor and my bare feet are on a rough plastic floor mat right now? You didn't notice that sensation?
You need a bug out bag. Just keep it in your car with extra car shoes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like old school days when you've not old school, I'm sure it still happens, I guess, but where you're filling out a resume and it says, what hobbies do you have? Like, my second hobby would probably be yelling, I said put on your shoes, because that's what I spend 80% of my free time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not free time.
Yeah. No.
It's maddening.
The phrase, what have you been doing for the last 9 minutes, has been said so many times, change the minute number. And it's been said.
We had a five-year-old last week break a snow globe so they wouldn't have to go to bed, and then hold it, as my wife said, in a way that said, "Come at me, Mom. Come at me."
Well, that's like a busted beer bottle?
And then cry cry for 30 minutes because they missed their snow globe that they broke after smashing it, yelling, "I don't want this."
Yeah.
Classic.
Also,
it's a joy.
How about this one, Steve? We just put a thumbprint lock on the pantry keep the trash pandas out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's that working so far?
Well, they haven't seen it yet, but it works for us. It was, I can't wait, actually. I assume that something will smash the door, honestly.
That will be.
They'll pry it open, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to come home and find like those old school Slim Jims that people would use to break into your car. You're going to find one of them on your countertop. They're going to be.
Right.
Or find the entire door through the window.
Yeah.
Just
now,
Hotwings, through
you're close to having teenagers, Steve.
I have a teenager.
Oh, he's 13. That's
right.
Yeah. Listen to this one from New Hampshire. My teenage daughter texted me saying she thinks she's going to break up with her boyfriend because he annoys her. An hour later, crying incessantly because she couldn't find her second crock. That's a weird overlap of adult problems and youth problems.
Definitely.
This text, I am on the way to the condom store now. How many should I get? Yeah, I bet.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Wings, what about you? Is it just the shoes?
No, I mean, it being a human taxi for everything can get a little old after a while.
Yeah.
Where you go, wow, I have my kids on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And now that we've got soccer and running and appointments, and it's like you pick them up from school and then run around the whole time and you feed them dinner in about 8 minutes and take them home. And you go, bye. That was a fun 4 hours.
Not to be sad, dads, but then you get home and go, I feel like I didn't see my kids.
Well, I mean, basically, you don't get a lot of, other than, having a small conversation in the car. But even then, you know how it is. It's like at that age, how was your day? Good.
Yeah.
Or boring. Anything else? Nope. Don't want to talk about it. Okay, cool.
Right. This text from Nashville. I love the thought of taking my boys fishing, but God bless America. My three boys will break fishing line left and right. Dang it. It's all I do is fix and rig the poles up, and then they yell at me because we're not catching enough. Now, when we took all six fishing, that was pretty much 3 hours of continuous work for Kayla and I.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was always someone would cast and then walk past the other three lines and drag them all together. So you have to cut off everything because you can't, they're all screaming. They don't have the patience to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to have to staple their feet to the shore and then just cast it out and hand it to them.
Yeah.
That's what's going to have to happen. 1-800-947-3979. What is the thing you hate about being a parent? This one, the joys of having a teenager, waking them up for school every day, multiple times, talking to yourself as your teen has earbuds in and is ignoring you, saying, please put the dishes in the dishwasher, pick up the stuff in the living room, get chores done, look at the work schedule. How about replying to texts? Forget that. It's sound off, and she never looks at notifications unless it's from their friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then they can sense it.